AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators have not identified the sniper who assassinated Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Bo Mason with the Utah Department of Public Safety says it's believed the shooter jumped off a roof and got away.
Suspect blended in well with the college institution. We're not releasing any details right now, and we will soon. But right now we're not. But that individual appears to be of college age.
Kirk was a close ally of President Trump, who announced he would award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the U.S. America is marking nearly a quarter of a century since the 9/11 attacks. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Lorraine G. Bay.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Colonel David M. Scales, United States Army.
At the Pentagon and at New York's Ground Zero.
We can't believe, wrap our heads around 24 years when it feels like yesterday.
Where Freda Marco was remembering her firefighter cousin who died in the attacks.
It gets tougher and tougher.
It's the opposite for Joanne Doria Cross, who lost her husband that day and is making her first visit to the New York commemoration.
After 24 years, I finally feel emotionally and mentally ready to handle it.
Nearly 3,000 people died on 9/11.
And an entire generation of Americans have come of age in a totally different world.
At the Pentagon, President Trump said 24 years later, the nation renews its sacred pledge to never forget. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says inflation rose last month as the price of gas, groceries, and airfares jumped, while a measure of layoffs also increased. A plane carrying Korean workers detained in an immigration raid at a Georgia factory have left Atlanta, bound for South Korea. This is AP News. Belarus freed 52 political prisoners after the U.S. lifted sanctions.
Belarus, a close ally of Russia, has been repeatedly slapped with Western sanctions both for its authoritarian government's crackdown on human rights and its role in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Its president, Alexander Lukashenko, has ruled the nation of 9.5 million with an iron fist for more than three decades, and he has allowed the Kremlin to use Belarusian territory to send troops and weapons into Ukraine. But for more than a year, Lukashenko has sought to mend ties with the West in the hopes of easing the sanctions and the country's international isolation. He has regularly released prisoners as a way to win favor. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer fired the country's ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Emails Mandelson sent to Epstein in the 2000s were recently released. Ed Donahue, AP News.